Welcome to week one of Onboarding 101. I feel like it's a momentous occasion arriving here at this day because I've been looking forward to this course being a reality for a while, and some of you have signed up for the course and looked forward to covering this material. And we've spent last week getting to know each other and getting familiar with the online learning platform, and we're ready to go with diving into the concepts of onboarding. This week, I could say we're going to split our time into six different ways of interacting. The first is just some overall engagement and getting started things. And included in that, I'd like you to take a little bit of time and get a person in your mind as you're going through this material that epitomizes the kind of person you might be working with in onboarding. You're onboarding Oliver or you're onboarding Olivia, and imagine as you work through how you would interact, how you would think, what your values would be. The next topic we'll be covering is just what is my job, and we'll be exploring some different aspects of that, including some things about the way that Jesus approached developing other people around him. In order for us to work well together, we're going to spend a little bit of time making sure we're all on the same page with the word onboarding, even if that's the right word we want to use, and also what we really mean by that and why it's important. And then we'll move on to thinking about my job as a leader and all the things I have to do. How do I find time for onboarding? At the end, we'll spend time on imagining how leadership can shift in different phases of the life of a leader and the life of a follower, and also with the different kinds of personalities that are at play as leaders and followers. And we'll explore even something called situational leadership and explain and think about how that might affect the way we think about onboarding and bringing new people into our ministry team. I'd like to encourage you to move in an expeditious way through the material we have this week. There are quite a bit of activities. If you spend the appropriate amount of time on each of them, it'll be a great week. There is a lot of opportunity to slow down and expand and spend more time than was kind of planned by the design, and that's okay. Just realize that you might end up spending more time than you expected. So kind of budget your time. Again, I encourage you to purposefully spend time on the course three or four times in the week. Maybe an hour and a half on three or four different days would be great. That way we can stay connected with each other in the discussion forums, and we can also have it not interrupt the rest of your week and your other responsibilities. I would encourage you that there's no reason that you can't work ahead. There's deadlines for our different activities listed, but there's no reason why you can't do things before they're due. You can work ahead. The only things that are a little bit tricky is you do have to probably then come back and make sure you don't forget to interact with others that you got ahead of. So keep that in mind as you work on your deadlines. The last things I'd like to mention is usually every week we do have optional resources. It's either material that we found that just didn't quite fit in because of time, or something that's a little bit off the topic but related that might be interesting. So all of those are above and beyond the time budget, but they are there for your information and for your further study. So I'm ready to jump in. Looking forward to this week. You can start with the very next activity, which is signpost number one, that will give you a clear overview of the week. And we'll look forward to seeing you and interacting with you in class. God bless.